Zeg dus was Harvey Murray, ja, wie so pech ist, zeg dus was Daniel Shane, was hier schon fahrt. Okay. So today is going to be Chumash, just Chumash. Sunday we won't have Shir, Monday we'll have the Bechina. And then I'll let you know when we're going to start having some limud for the Reina's Mesrim. I think I wanted to do a series on certain machlokasim between the Bavli and Yerushalmi and see how we paskin. And Natan Bauer is here. Ooh, ah.
Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe.
Wow. Did you get my regards? I sent regards to you. I don't know if you got my regards.
From Rav Miller?
Yes.
Yeah. I got them.
Yes, I did. I think about you. Yeah. Are you in your shrine now?
Yeah. I'm
Yeah.
in a roost right now.
Yeah. Okay. How's everything? Wow, it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Okay, we see. So this is an international shir today. We have Natan Bauer from Yerushalayim here, so I'm very excited to see that. And okay. Okay, so we're gonna have a piece of Torah on Shmos from the Yaris Dvash. We're gonna say over something from the Yaris Dvash. Yaris Dvash was with Yonis and Eipschitz and his Sefer and Drush Yaris Dvash. You know what Rav Avadi Yosef once said? He said, Yaris Dvash is an understatement. It's even sweeter than Dvash. He says, his other sefer is called Umritumim. Maybe that's maybe too much. But Yaris Dvash, it's really sweeter than Dvash. Okay. So we know the famous pasuk, Vayashem Kisar Liros. This was Rabbi Moshe David Tendler's favorite pasuk. You know, the idea of going over to look into things, not always just passing by, you know, to have that inquisitiveness. He used to like to quote this pasuk. So, Vayashem Kisar Liros, Vayikra Lov, Elokim Mitoch Hasneh, Vayomer Moshe, Vayomer Hineni. And then he said, Hashem says, "Vayomer al tikrav halom, sh'al ne'olecha me'al raglecha ki amakom asher ato omeid olav ad matzkodeshu." So says that you should take off your shoes because whenever there's an ad matzkodesh, whenever the place that you're standing on has kedusha, you should take off your shoes. So, Rav Yonis and Eipschitz has a novel interpretation of all the different areas in the Torah where it says to take off your shoes, like by chalitza to take off your shoes, by Yom Kippur to take off your shoes, by Moshe Rabbeinu to take off your shoes. A novel interpretation, which. We'll see what it's all about. And there's no end to the Torah of Rav Yonis and Eipschitz. So we can't even do the whole thing. It's beyond. When I was making the packet, the edition that I usually use was missing. So I used a different edition. It was also a very good edition. So you'll bear with me.
What about by the Ohel to take off your shoes?
What?
What about by the Ohel?
By the Ohel. Right, by the oil, right? You have to take off your shoes by the oil. That's the rule.
That's the minhag, yeah.
That's the minhag. Okay, so we'll have to see. We'll have to fit it in. So it's basically the pasuk.
That's a Russian minhag. That's a Russian minhag. In Square Town, they also take off their shoes by the oil.
By the oil, okay. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lo ira bimei ra avon ak. Page 4 and 5. So what is the Avon Akevai? So if you look in the Mitzudas David, he says like this. Lama Ira Vizel on page 4. Dvar Olama Ira Rotoloma Alma Ira Kishiyova Haraba Olam Halok Alki Havonos Ashani Mizalzal Behem Ladushan Vaakev Vagleim Hema Misovim Osi Bavur Mani Mispached Pen Hadyadam Elakade Bara. In other words, it's similar to the famous Rashi in Parsha's Ekev, that there's certain things that people tread on. Certain, you know, they don't take it seriously. They tread on the mitzvahs. They don't take it seriously. They're mezalzel in the mitzvahs. So he says, all these things that I was mezalzel in, says the Matsudas David, that is the reason I have to fear what could be happening to me because of all these averus that I'm mezalzel in. But Rav Yonasan Eibshitz has a novel approach here to this. And maybe you'll even help me understand it. So take a look on page 9. Again, the Yaris Devash is, my friend Rav Simchat Kalish says, you see that is the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz wasn't just a goyin in halacha; he was a goyin in drush. This is a classic sefer, Yaris Dvash. The second arrow on page 9. Avayuva kinoda kikoach hataiva toloi ba'akevayim. He says, and again, I don't know how this fits in, you know, scientifically or whatever. So maybe you have some idea. You could help me understand it even better. But
taking a cold shower. That's what they say.
In other words, but the
out of the time.
The coldness of the ankle of the foot.
Yeah, put the foot in cold water.
What causes the body to not have taiva, and when it's and 1 second, and when it's hot, the akev is hot. Then that causes the heat throughout the body, and that causes taiva.
Yeah, I remember this Rabbi Hershkowitz, and he said that in Europe, when people would feel like they were like getting excited with like zanus, they would stick their feet in the water to like temper
the taiva. Yeah, so the taiva comes from the ekev. So therefore,
now we understand when a chassan gets cold feet, you know.
So he says, so look what he says. Bottom of page 9. Of a Yuvan, he know that he called Hataiva Toloi Bakovim, Kashe Yitsun and Ha'okev as the bottle Hataiva. Because if the feet get cold, then the Taiva goes away. V'zehu hatam shebi Yom Kippur osur benilas hasandal. He says that in Yom Kippur we don't want to have, because you have all these restrictions on Yom Kippur. We don't permit, you know, certain marital relations and all these things on Yom Kippur. So we want to take away the time. Because on Yom Kippur we're like malachim. So therefore, dafka, whenever you want to take away the taiva, so then you take off the shoe, and then it's more, then it becomes colder, and that takes away the taiva. Like Rav Shechter always says over, it's brought down, the Shem Yeshua brought down, that there are two types of Gehenna. There's the Gehenna of Eish, and the Gehenna of Shelek. That's why it's brought down, the Shem Yeshua, that the maximum sentence of Gehenna is 12 months. That's why the minig is not to say Kaddish for all 12 months. This, because if you say Kaddish for all 12 months, as if you're saying that your parent is a Rosh Hagomer and he needs the assistance of the Kaddish for all 12 months. So that's why the minig we stop like 11 months to say that it's not a full, you know, not to be maxing somebody as a Rosh Hagomer. But, and I have to explain the idea being that a person doesn't do a mitzvah, so he cools off. So that's, he doesn't have the enthusiasm. So he doesn't do a mitzvah. So that's he goes to Gehenna Mishalev. doing an Aveira, he warms up his enthusiasm, is, you know, to do an Aveira, and that's the, and Mida Kimnega Mida, he goes to the Gehenna of Esh. So he says you take the shoe of the vatal lechebe mikdash v'chol makom mekudash. Whenever there was a holy place, hayutzrichim leilich begiloi. So whenever it's a holy place, you take off your shoe. Kedei sheyevatal koach hatayva v'tiyeh machshavoso nikiyel hasaga sichlis l'kabel koach hashpaso l'kim. So that's how he explains that since it's a makom kedusha, so you shouldn't have, you know, thoughts of that are not proper, that are things of taiva. You shouldn't have those things. So therefore, you take off the shoe. So this way, the taiva, those thoughts go away, and then you'll get the shifas elokim, and that's shalna alecha me'al raglecha. Yeah, makom asher ato omed alav ad matz kodesh. And then he says, and maybe that's the pshat by chalitza. What's the idea of a chalitza? He doesn't want to marry the woman, so he takes off his shoe. What's the idea? So he writes, ki lo ova yivomi ki nisave l'shar noshim. He says, why doesn't he want to marry this woman? Because we presume that he has a taiva for other women, but not this woman. So he has that koach taiva. Even though if he marries this woman, he gets a special mitzvah. But he doesn't want that. He has a koach taiva for someone else, and therefore, so to take away those taiva, bo yavuz b'dvar mitzvah. He's rather to mevater on doing a mitzvah. Nikach live those beis achiv. So, because he needs a tikkun that says the taiva should be lessened, and that's the idea. So that's his yisod of Yonis and Eifshitz, of all these places, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Chalitza, by Yom Kippur, that you have a din of Chalitza Sanal. Oh. So the next thing, and if anyone can help me, I tried finding this kina and I couldn't find it. And they told me to look at Gabriel Wasserman and Yosifon to try to find this kina. I couldn't find it yet, so I was relying on Yonasan Eipschitz's citation of this kina. But if anyone has a Yosifon and can find it for me, I'd be very much grateful this to see the kina. In Yosef Ben Gurion, next paragraph, Bekina Shalom al Beis Hamikdash Shenechem Omar Ki Adorchim al Ritzpas Beis Hamikdash Hayu Masigin Chochma Nehaisa Ritzpa Machkenes. Then he says the Beis Hamikdash, there's a but he says that if you stand in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash and you take off your shoes, so your feet are bare, touching the floor of the Azara, that Kedusha of the Mikdash seeps into you, and you get Chachma from that. Yeah, Makom Hay Admas Kodesh, Vandorchim Aleh, Hisigu Chachma, and his Dabka Behem Ruach HaKodesh. Kachutsuchu Leilech Beli Sandal. In other words, you don't want to have any obstruction, any chatzitza between the kedushas haritzpa and the person who's standing on it. See, if it's an admas kodesh, so it's not only the first word he said was an admas kodesh, so therefore you should have a proper mindset. That's why you shouldn't have taivas going through your mind. So therefore, you take off your shoes. But he, now he's saying a different vort. He's saying that in addition, since the makom has kedusha, therefore, we want the kedusha to be mashpia on the person. So we take off the shoes, so it'll be a direct contact between the person and the ritzbas hamikdash. Okay, so now there is a Gemara in Bava Kamma that he's going to explain based on this as well. So let's take a look on page 6, going over to page 7. And then there's more to it. We're not going to do the whole thing, but the main part I'm going to show you. Eliezer Ze'ira, this individual, Eliezer Ze'ira, page 7, Hava Sayin Misani Ukmi. He would wear black shoes. V'kai b'shukad Nehardah. And he would be walking with his black shoes in the streets of Nehardah. Rashi says, Misani Ukmi Minagavel. That would be a Minagavel. Today, a lot of people wear black shoes, not for any availus reasons. But those days it wasn't so common to wear black shoes. So if you're wearing black shoes, you were showing a sign of mourning. Even though, you know, a person's in Avelis today, he takes off. But this is what he was doing. Ashkhua Devei Resh Galusa. So somebody from the house of Resh Galusa found him. Amalei Maishna Hani Misani. Why are you wearing these shoes? He asked him. Amalhu de Kamavilna Ayushalayim. Because I am Misabel on Yushalayim. So Amalhu at Hashivis Lesabula Yushalayim. What, you're such a chashiv a person that you, to do this to, like, what do you think? Who do you think you are? That you're standing out with the black shoes. And apparently other people were not wearing these black shoes. So Sover, you are Rahava. So they said, oh, he's a Balgaiva. It's Yura. It's Gaiva. Aisu v'chavshu. So they put him in jail. They locked it. They didn't think it was right. So what's this idea? Now let's go back to the Aris Dvash. Let's go back to the Aristash. Page 9. So again, we just did the piece from Yosef Ben Gurion and his Kina. It says that the Makom HaMikdash is a place where you could absorb Kedusha, and therefore we take it off. Then he says like this. The first word in the line is Kedusha. And that paragraph on page 9, on the left side of the paragraph Vihine, the first word on the line is Kedusha. He says, Eliezer Ze'ira was wearing these black shoes. Right, the Gemara says in the end of the Shach, like to quote this Gemara, the end of Cheskas Abatim, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there was a, people were saying, you know, now on, Nashim lo nikach, we shouldn't get married anymore, Yayin lo nishte, we shouldn't drink wine anymore, Basar lo nochel, Prushim, Rabbi Goldstein says, but Rabbi Lezer Ze'ira's attitude was no, that's not the mahalach. What should it be? Some os avails with Hassani. So fakir, you know what he did? He dafka wore shoes. If you wear shoes, then what? That's koach hataiva, because then the foot is warmed up. That brings the koach hataiva. So what is he trying to show by doing that? What is he trying to show doing that? And ba'orim taiva liskor tamid b'chur ben beis hamikdash. So what's the pshat? Igar tam. So what was he trying to show with these shoes? He was trying to show, like, and the black shoes, He said, what he's saying is like this: I'm wearing shoes now, black shoes. I want to show you that I'm misabel on Yerushalayim. Why? What's the statement that I'm making? Because lulei shenechrav of hamikdash, had the big hamikdash not been destroyed, hayadorchem alad mas kodesh aluchem yochef lasig madregas kedusha. So that's what I'm showing. Whereas if the base hamikdash wouldn't be destroyed, I would definitely take off my shoes because then I could get kedusha to seep in me. But now there's no makom kodesh anymore. So what's the point of me taking off my shoes? So even though at the risk of getting taiva, he wanted to make this statement. The case of Avosein Harabim Shacharov Anu Lovshin Minolim He Bought Lo Kedusha Avosein Harabim Lakach Misani Dayalov Shaya Ukmi. And that's why he was black shoes. Alavelus, ki aldeya churban, he gave a little bush in the olam. V'ilu hayakayim, but if the base of Mikdash would have been in existence, hayuholchim yochif. So then I would have, so I'm sure, I'm putting the shoes on to show, there's no makom kodesh left. So there's no point in me taking off the shoes so that I can stand directly in the makom kodesh. There is no makom kodesh anymore. But he's saying like this, but not everyone, in other words, not everyone who stands on the Mokam HaMikdash absorbs Kedusha. You have to be a person of stature to be able to seep in that Kedusha. There are many people that will just stand on the Mokam HaMikdash and not get anything. Somebody who has pure thoughts, etc. Ukrovim Mamadregas Ruha Kodesh, Lestabik Mesekal Oloko. Hemon Makabum Toels Medarkam, on Masach Kodesh. Hemon Limasuma Beis Hashem. Because these people, Ein Masach Mavdil, but Sichla Mesekal Hanivdo. Because their mind and Kedusha don't have any separation, so they can absorb it. Masha Ein Kane. But many people are so chumrious that it's not going to help that they're going to stand on the Makom Kodesh. It's only the Bnei Aliyah, people on a certain Madriga, page 10. Habuatim. That was one of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's famous Gemara in Sukkah. I have heard him say this many times in Haspedim. The Gemara says, Ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'hei muatim. You know, they're not so many. Whole thing. He used to like that, to use that at Haspedim. L'kacha sh'ra'u kizeh l'vush m'sani ukma l'veis b'tum ha'sog ha'nal. So what did they say? Because Reb Lezer Ze'ira was wearing the shoes. So what was he saying? We said, he was saying, because there's no Makom Kodesh to walk on. But if you're saying that, you're also making a statement that you're a person of stature that would have been mushba by a Makom Kodesh. So that they said, that's Yura. Chashvu and Yura. Other people, they won't gain anything with a Makom Kodesh. So there's no point in showing. He's saying, for me, it makes a big difference now. Now I'm going to put on shoes to make a statement that there's no Makom Kodesh. So there's two ideas of Yonas, as I was just saying, in the Shal Na'alecha. One is to take away taiva, and that's why you do it by chalitza and Yom Kippur and others. And other is if there's a real makom kodesh, to be able to make direct contact with that makom kodesh. And that's what Reb Elazar Ze'ira was saying. That's how I'm mishalbel on Yerushalayim. He says I show by putting on shoes to show that there is no makom kodesh left for me to get that hashpah. He goes on. If Yonis and Leibschitz, there's none like him on this idea. Okay, let me show you one other idea from the Sefer Tiferet Shlomo that I like quoting. The Tiferet Shlomo is from Radomsk on page 19. So he says a beautiful word from the Mishnah in Zvachim, I think Pehei Amid Bey is in the Mishnah in Zvachim in the ninth parak. He says like this on page 19, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Amor L'Kohanim B'nei Aaron, Pesh Rashi Amor V'Amarta, L'Hazio G'dolim Alaktanim, which literally means that the Kohanim, who are older, have to make sure that the young Kohanim are not Metami. Yesh Lirmoz B'zeh, Alpim Hashem Nisbar B'Pesh HaMishnah B'Zvachim. So he says, there's a beautiful Mishnah that he says has a beautiful Musar Haskel. Hatzemer shebekvosim v'kanayim atlofim bisman shein mechubarim yalu. In other words, there are parts of the animal that, if you look in the Biurei Chassidus and Os Gimel, it said, ein malim asa kanayim atlofim shal korban l'zbeh. In other words, certain things don't go on the Mizbeach, right? But if they're attached to the rest of the Korban, in other words, the horns of the animal really don't belong on the Mizbeach. But if they're attached to the rest of the Korban, to the rest of the Behema, then they can go on. But if they're detached, then you have to take them off the Mizbeach. So he says like this. So the Tzemer, right? The wool, shemiksof wasn't bakarnayim, but fluffy wool, the different parts, bizman shehem chuborim yalu, they stay on the bizmeh. Pershu, but if they got severed from the animal, lo yalu. A piha yadua godol malasat. So what's the idea? What's the Musar Haskel? Teaches you the malasat sadikim vidibu chachamim. That the idea of being connected. So even if we don't have a makam hamikdash, but we have people of Kedusha to attach ourselves with those people of Kedusha. So that idea, when you mechuber to kedusha, you go along with it. Afil heim dover nimas v'reicho ra. In kol zeh, im heim mechuberim yalu. Yam heim gan kele reich nicho. Pershu lo yalu. Lirmos im heim parshim menat sadi chas v'sholom lo yalu. Elo od aliyah klal. He says dover zeh gibelon abal shem b'doro me'az keim chol dover dorshav. So I thought maybe that's the pshat where we say in the Gemara Brachas that Bizman Shah ain't base hamikdash ain't lano eladala ramos shall halacha bovad. He says maybe the idea is like this: where there's a base hamikdash, so there's a makam kaddish, so we can stand on the makam kaddish and seep in kedusha. But when there's no base hamikdash anymore, so then we have to get our kedusha elsewhere. We have to get our kedusha from the Dalar Amos Shal Halacha, from the Beis Medrash, from the Tzaddikim, from the Talmidei Chachamim, and we have that connection and that kesher that gives us the kedusha. So Shal Ne'alecha Me'al Raglecha, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a Makom Kaddish, so take advantage to be able to seep in that absorb that kedusha, and that's the idea that Rav Yonis and Eifshitz gives us to understand the twofold idea of Nilas. Of taking off the sandal. It's taking off the sandal to remove taiva, but also taking off the sandal to stand on a makom kadosh, to attach ourselves, and to have a relationship with Kedusha. And I once heard from Rav Yosef Rabinowitz and Flapper Shlita. He said, that's why someone said, you know, you daven with a sitter, you see the Kedusha inside. You see the words, it's mashpia. That's why I'm a big believer, osios machimos. You see the pack, you see the words. It's very different than when you just hear someone speak and You see it. You see the Makom Kadosh. You see the Kedusha, and it gets internalized in the person. So Sha'al Melech is Malas Mius HaTaiva Udvekes B'Kedusha. Two things, the Mius HaTaiva and the Dvekes B'Kedusha. So that's what we learn here, as Yonathan Eimshitz pointed out, from this pasuk of Sha'al Melech Me'al Raglecha Me'akom Mokom Shata Omer L'Avakash Kodeshu. And that should be our life goal, always to be attached to Kedusha. Svarim of Kedusha. You see, when I give you different things to in a packet or something like that, it's only because the person that wrote it is somebody who was imbibes Kedusha. So somebody who's not an Ish Kodesh, so you might say an interesting word, but you're not going to get, you get Kedusha by reading Svarim, who the authors themselves were Anshei Kodesh. That's why someone told me that Moshe Feinstein always wanted to know when he looked at a sefer, who was the Mechaber? Who was it? What's the idea? Because if it's coming from a person who's Kodesh, so then that's going to have Hashpah of Kedusha on you. If it's not coming from Kedusha, then it won't have that. So that's we should live our lives with Kedusha and seeing Kedusha and attaching ourselves to the Kedusha and to understand Shalna Alech Me'al Raglecha, to take advantage of these opportunities of Ki Amokom Shata Omer Alon Admas Kodesh. Okay, Ramosa, and good Shabbos to all. It's good to see you all. And I'll let you know, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Levy, Rabbi Hess, Rabbi Sandhaus, and Nathan Bauer. Wow, it's a very big surprise for us. Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Akoidish, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Keder, Rabbi Silberger, Rabbi Avishai, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zach, Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Moshe Carroll, Rabbi Avram Keder, Rabbi Goldblatt,
Rabbi Akiva. I'm in the Sefer now.
What?
I looked it up.
Yeah,
so, no, I'll send it to you afterwards.
What, you found
the
it?
Yosifun, I'm in his kina right now.
You have to see where he's. I want you if you should find that line that he says it.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm almost there. Yeah.
Okay. Please, I'd love to see it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
See, the Rebbe has the Be'ach Moshe attached. What does he want?
Yeah. So yeah, there are other things that are attached here also. There are other things that that's a longer piece. You should read it. I'm not going to have time, but...
Okay. Right.
The other things is a Chasam Sofer I didn't do here also, but, but
I'd like to print them out and look over them on Shabbos.
Yeah, okay. Print them out. Everything, all these things are from Mekomos HaKadoshim.
From me, Rabbi? The Gemara, I went into the Gemara a little bit. So Eliezer Zaira had to prove to Resh Kalusa people that he's a gadol, that he has a kedusha. What did he tell them? A question in halacha of Nezikin.
Right.
Yeah. Nezikin. But this Dalit am Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Olamo. That's how he proved he was a gadol.
Yeah.
By a plain halacha of Nezikin.
Yeah. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. Okay. I'll let you know if we have the future plans, but Monday is the Bechina, Bez Hashem. And Sunday you'll do Chazar, we won't have a regular shir. Okay, Nathan, I'd love to speak to you whenever you have a free moment, okay?
Yes, Rabbi, I'll try a little later today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a big treat.
Yes, thank you, Rabbi, for me as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.